بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. وقال تبارك وتعالى: ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله العظيم. Listen, dear brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us his hearts, and these hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something which we call muhabba. In Arabic, al-muhabba, Urdu, muhabbat, in English, love. Every quality that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given, insan has to be channeled in the correct direction. If not channeled and focused in the correct direction, then it will be channeled and focused in the incorrect place, avenue, time. For example, ulama explain, when it comes to anger in a person, is that purely haram, so to say? Love of dunya also not purely haram, so to say. These things Allah Ta'ala has put in insan for him to channel it in the correct direction. When it comes to anger, anger should be used at the correct time, correct avenue. Mawqa shanasi, mardum shanasi is called. The right time, the right person, the correct avenue. Why is that? That a person now when he gets angry, should get angry upon himself. Why did I get angry? And punish himself. Why did he miss your salah? How come you miss your Quran tilawat? How was it that now you embarrassed someone, insulted someone, did someone down? So that anger should be channeled upon himself. And then to deprive himself of what we say the luxuries of dunya, or the things that he finds sweet within his life. Now, as ulama before, a person would report to his ustaz, to his sheikh, I got angry at home, or I got involved in some illicit relationship. Now punishment for your nafs. Use that anger, that haram love you have now, use it against yourself. 2 rakas extra, nafil salah, salatul tawbah. Think of sadqah, so much amount of sadqah that it pains the nafs. Why did you do such a thing? Love of dunya, ulama explained, if love of dunya is not channeled in the correct direction, that love is in the heart. That to ulama explained that when it comes to love of dunya, as long as love of dunya is 49% in my heart, and the love of Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu anhum, and deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is 51%, that is halal. Shouldn't be 50-50 also. Or love of dunya is 51, then that's haram. Then I'll become the slave of dunya, and not the slave of Allah. From here, ulama teach us also for a person to make dua. Oh Allah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. Rather, you should make dua, Ya Allah, increase your love in my heart more than the love of my dunya. If every person had no love of dunya, the entire economy of the world would come to a standstill. Nobody wants to work. I don't love the dunya. I'm not going to work. There'll be no production. There's a balance in Shariat. When it comes to the love that Allah has placed in the heart, where is the first channel, the first avenue to direct my muhabbat and my love? This we come back to our deen, so we have a balanced life. Nowadays we understand what is a balanced diet. People are very, very wary, and they're very knowledgeable, and they're aware when it comes to their diet, that there should be a balance. Every meal should be a green meal. Have salads, so much of carbs, and so much of this and carbs, etc. When it comes to my deen, how do I balance my heart and the love in my heart? Allah demands that this heart that I created was only for me. This is a jahin noor, the place of the noor of the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's no other place in the human body Allah has made. It's only the heart. Sufiya explained that Allah has made the heart of insan, Allah has made the heart of insan the kursi and the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you give me place, then I will come into that heart. No one's life can be sweet without, we say, honey and sugar. be it the baking, the chocolates, the sweets, even a person diabetic also, he wishes if only I could have some sugar. Now and then he'll cheat also. Like one person that was very, very ill by diabetes. Doctors treated him with the best of medication. Then too, the sugar is not coming down. Admitted him into the hospital. The best of doctors, the best of treatment. Then too, sugar not coming down. Had to transfer him to the next ward. That now you are critical. We're giving you the best of medication. But when the nurse came to clean the bed, she found wrappers of chocolate in his pillowcase. Cheating. No balanced diet. When it comes to us also, my dear brother, how to balance my heart now? That the love of dunya should not come into the ship of mine which is sailing in the stormy waters of dunya. The water should not come within the ship and sink my iman and my heart. As long as the water is below the ship is above, it will sail, it will reach its destination smoothly. My heart, my life, my deen is that ship. The dunya is that ocean, it will storm sometime. It wants to cause a shipwreck. But how do I navigate smoothly in this world to reach my Allah in a condition? There's no shipwreck. Everyone in the ship is well taken care of. All in good health, the afiyat, sihat and salamat, my family, my children. Allah made this heart only for Him. Only for Him. And part of the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna habba ilayhi mi walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Or kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi of Allah, instructed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tell them, la yu'minu ahadukum. It's impossible for you to have perfect iman. The one who brought iman, he saying, you cannot have perfect iman until I am not more beloved to him, bi walidihi, than his parents. More beloved to him than his parents, than his children, and the entire creation. Before all of them, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not what they say, a rational type of love, but an emotional type of love. Not a love that is attached just to my intelligence, that I should love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want to love him. But such a love comes in the heart that I can feel the pain of being separated from him. If only I can be close to him, and I want to be close to him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also that the closest people to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the muttaqoon, those that have piety and taqwa. Aina ma kanu, wherever they may be, and whoever they may be, wherever they may be, whether here in South Africa or some jungles of Africa, but because they have taqwa, they be closest to me. And why? Why should we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Here also mashayikh explain and they teach us. The more we hear about some personality, the more we read about him, the more we speak about them, naturally the love will come into a person's heart. It will seep in, the heart will become tainted. It will affect the heart. What we hear, what we see, what we think, affects the heart to such an extent that a person falls in love with some star, some idol, some player, some actor, some actress. That love comes in the heart. But we know of no avail on the day of Qiyamah. That person will come to hold our hand and enter us into Jannah. The only one on the day of Qiyamah, Shafi'ul Mudhnibin, the intercessor of all the sinners, will only be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Will there be a rational type of love, but I have to love him. I have to learn how to love him. And more than that, it is the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a right upon every mu'min that says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to learn how to love him. This is the whole lesson. How do I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do I get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into my life? Just a glimpse into tafsir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in Quran, what is the status of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If only you read what he went through, what I put him through, for you to be sitting today in this masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, how many tears were shed at the Rawda, how many tears were shed at different ustawana, different pillars of Masjid al-Nabi, at the mihrab of tahajjud, How many tears were shed at Badr and Uhud? It was not for Sahaba Ikram, it was for my brothers that will come after you. It will come, these tears were shed. And they say, we do not know in which tear, which teardrop of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he shed on those nights for 23 years, where the feet became swollen, where he would take permission from Aisha radiallahu anha, permit me now to turn to Allah. After spending some part of the night with you, which is the height of a person's ecstasy in this world, O Aisha, this is ishq-e majazi. This is love also, but not the real. I want to turn to my Allah, this is ishq-e haqiqi, the real love with my Allah. Let me stand before Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا From everything we have made pairs, male and female. So that you may take heed, you may take lesson. Amongst the human race is male and female. And the height of enjoyment is now when they get together in a halal way. Like how today there be two nikahs also. In a halal way, there's the height of a person's now enjoyment in this world, which Allah Ta'ala will reserve also in Jannat, where the nikah will be transferred to Jannat also. But Allah says, take a lesson from this love. Although you may be enjoying yourself so much, that ghusl becomes wajib upon you, that you have to wash your entire body head to toe. Not a strand of hair should be left dry. But what did the strand of hair do? You see, because when it came to you enjoying that intimacy with your partner, every strand of hair on your body enjoyed it also, it deserves to be washed. Give ghusl to every strand of hair. So take a lesson from this, that you enjoyed yourself, intimacy in a halal way, which is sadqa also. Which many a youngster likes to hear the masala. In the Hanafi mazhab it is mentioned, that to spend the night with one's wife, fulfilling her haqq of intimacy, is more rewarding than tahajjud salah also. More rewarding than tahajjud salah, not the far salah of fajr. Fajr we have to be there. Because where will she go to enjoy herself? The man can engage. Allah safe in some haram avenue. She's sitting at home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that is sadqa for you. Make her happy, take care of her. So in this ayat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, take lesson. That now you've enjoyed the intimacy with your bride, with your wife. Thereafter, what is the lesson? This is not the ultimate of love at muhabbat. And love making. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ The next ayat. That now run to Allah. Run to Allah. That is real love. What Allah will instill in your heart, what you will enjoy if you learn to love your Allah and learn to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you mentioned, why you love him? Not just a rational type of love, intellectual love, but the emotional love. Where I close my eyes and I think of the rawdah and the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that beautiful Nabi of Allah. Allah designed himself as if the beauty, the smile, the chamak and the shine that will emanate from his mubarak teeth, that nur that played around on his tip of his nose, the broad forehead, those beautiful cheeks of his, those dark eyes, his black zulfa, the way he walked, the firmness of his hand, but softness also. Anas bin Malik says, if you touch the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was more soft and more beautiful than silk also. When he walked down the gully, the fragrance is natural fragrance. We knew Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had walked down over here. Every part of him Allah had designed. As if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam designed himself, no other person ever set eyes on a more beautiful creation than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Aisha would say radiallahu anha, when the son of the world set, then my son rose. And who was my son? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the darkness of night, we could see his beautiful face shining. Why love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Understand and read his description. His hairstyle. How his hair was. The length of his hair. Lamma, wafra, jaf. The different types of length of his hair. How beautiful, that's it. That should be my brand name. Proudly ummati. Sunnat is my brand name. Sunnat is my brand name. With that brand name on the day of Qiyamah, he will hold my hand. Any other brand name, any other style, suhqan, suhqan. Be away, who are you? I'm a Muslim, Rabbi of Allah, but you don't look like me. The person now who will don the sunnah externally every day, and he looks in that mirror, he looks at that mirror every morning, he does not put that razor to his face, and he looks in the mirror and he sees himself with that full beard. This is the practice, my dear brothers, of when you see that Mubarak face in the qabr. Muhaddithin say between the person's grave wherever he is buried, and between that grave and the road of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, when he goes into the qabr, then all the veils will be uplifted, and then he'll be shown this Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If he saw his face every morning in the mirror, in the same outer appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he sees that real beauty, he'll know this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise he won't recognize. I didn't have that face also. La adri. You say, oh, I don't know who is that. Why love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Read his description, the way he spoke, the way he sat, the way he walked. It is his right upon us to love him. Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, one aspect of his life, alam nashrah laka sadrak. O Nabi of Allah, haven't we expanded your chest for you? لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, you will destroy yourself. You will destroy بَاخِعٌ. Ulama explain, بَاخِعٌ refers to when a person slaughters a chicken and leaves it half dead. How the chicken is flapping its wings, grasping for breath. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, your condition is like that. بَاخِعٌ. Running behind them. Believe in Allah, believe in me, I am the Rasul of Allah, I am the Messenger of Allah. Running behind him in the place of Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Haven't we expanded your chest for you? أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. And that burden that was breaking your back, وَوَضَعْنَا, we uplifted it from your back. الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. What burden was it? What was that burden? Ulama explained that burden was the burden of wahi. According to one tafsir, revelation of Quran Sharif. The speech of Allah, the kalam of Allah. Royal speech of Allah. The bayan of Allah. That was coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Blazing hot day. Sahaba ikram will say, we could see Nabi alayhi salatu salam's face changing. And the perspiration began to drip down his face. We knew wahi is about to come now. On a hot day, and a cold day even more, sitting on the back of the camel would buckle in and sit down. The weight of wahi upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was heavy upon him. What this ulama explained, if our children are becoming huffaz, they are going to become hafiz al-Quran. Their hearts are becoming the mirrors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's heart. Is heavy upon them. They are taking wahi into their bodies. They are taking wahi into their heart. They are part of the divine plan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala of preserving deen till qiyamah. My son has been accepted to now preserve the kalam and the speech of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that resided in the mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a khas jamaat. A VIP jamaat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I cannot take the son now and cut his hair in a haram way, or making way the fashion of the world. His heart has become waqf, has become donated to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was heavy upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Second tafsir ulama say, that this burden that was breaking the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was a taklif, was an obligation of tabligh. O Nabi of Allah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Entire alam has been waiting for you. The universes have been waiting for you. And then 20,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam approximately gave the glad tidings of your coming soon. The entire world has been waiting for you. Till he comes to your mi'raj also. There finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates this is Khatamun Nabiyyin. This is the seal of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. La nabiyya ba'd. There is no more Nabi coming thereafter. This burden of tabligh to pass on the deen to the ummah
And you have to understand, you have to come unto deen. You have to carry the deen also, it will be very heavy. Your own tarbiyat, your own islah, your own reformation. Swimming through these oceans of dunya and the tides and the storms, your children, your progenies, to save their iman till their last moments of this world. It will be heavy upon the heart. And here ulama explain also that when it came to the deen of Allah, the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that according to what we want to happen, is the criteria and the will of Allah. The deen of Allah is the most superior thing in the eyes of Allah. That the Nabi of Allah had to make qurbani and sacrifice and carry this deen, which Allah said it was breaking your back. It was breaking you, it was a back breaker. It was heavy to carry. The fikr and concern till the last child that will be born on the day of Qiyamah, the morning of Qiyamah, how this deen can reach a child. Allah said, we have opened your chest, we have made it vast for you. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. O Nabi of Allah, haven't we expanded your chest for you? And we have relieved you. And listen, the burden that was breaking your back. How? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we have raised your remembrance. We have raised your remembrance. As much as the world would want to remove and to destroy your deen in your name. And how they mocked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Asb bin Wa'il, Uqba bin Abi Mu'it. They would taunt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he's abtar. Abtar, inna shani aka huwa al-abtar. Abtar refers to a person who has no male offspring. They will say to the people, don't bother about him. Soon his name will vanish on the surface of the earth. He has no male offspring. No one will carry his name. Don't bother about him. This hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One was the weight of the wa'i, the weight of tabligh. And then all this taunting of kuffar, naturally he was insan. His heart will pain that every one of my offspring I lost, every one of the male offspring, till Qasim radiallahu anhu, a baby, a child that had passed away in infancy, every one of them. Then Allah said, O my Nabi, don't worry about that. Inna a'atina kal kawthar. Here we relieved you, we opened your chest, and we have given you al kawthar. Khairun kathir. Mufassirin explain, it refers to every type of goodness of Nabi of Allah, of dunya and akhirat, they have given it to you. Including the pond of Kawthar, which will be on the mahshar, on the plains of Qiyamah. There the pond will be there. And the source of it are two rivers from Jannah. The rivers of Kawthar. That will be the source that will fill up this pond of Kawthar. And the ummatis will go and drink from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us amongst them. At the end of Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah says, O Nabi of Allah, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. The one that taunts you, the one that mocks you, he will be cut off. He will not be remembered. Asb bin Wa'il, Uqba bin Abi Mu'it, their names have been recorded to the barakat of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, your progeny, biological progeny will be cut off, but the entire ummah, male, female, huffaz, qurra, ulama, da'is, the muttaqun, the pious awliya, the entire ummah, and now your spiritual offspring till the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, you'll have the most amount of ummatis behind you. Then Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised your remembrance. We have raised your remembrance. When a child is born, we have to give the adhan. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We know when my name goes onto that portfolio, I'm a signatory. I become a signatory, my name will be there. Then nothing can go through if I don't sign. O Nabi of Allah, no one can enter into Jannah before you. We have been given that maqam and status already. My name will be taken, your name will be taken. It's impossible that we'll be separated. In the kalima also, the way Allah has designed the kalima. La ilaha illallah. Allah comes there. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah. Comes together, Allah and Muhammad. Whether it be the adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, child is born. Adhan every day. And when a person passes away also, when we close the eyes, when we put him into the qabr, bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. They also. We have raised your remembrance. You will never be forgotten. This ummah should read and fall in love with you, O Nabi of Allah. What haven't you done for them?
Mufassirin explain, when it comes to the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever department that we have in this world, the fountain head of all knowledge, science, whatever you want to call it, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is a workshop, the kings and khulafa are sitting there, they have problems. That we have to arrange an army, get an army ready. We need defense systems, we need this, we need that, we have to protect the hudud and the boundaries of the Islamic countries, etc. What do we do? See, where do they refer to? As if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to go back to him. Whether it be the Qur'an, the reading Qur'an Sharif, where do we have to go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whether it be medicine also, go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the heads in the world that we know, ultimately where they got it from? Hadith, Qur'an, tafsir. They have raised your remembrance. They have raised your remembrance. Every person will speak about you. So we have to fall in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The demand of the love of Nabi of Allah. The rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very briefly, ulama explain, is iman bil Rasul. That we believe in Rasulullah firmly. That my success is only in his lifestyle. In no other way. Head to toe, Allah had designed a certain mode of life. Whether it be his clothing, whether it be his external, be it his hair, be it his beard, the way he walked, entire internal, external, designed by Allah and reserved for the last Rasul. You see, the best for the last. Nabi of Allah was the last and he came with the best. For Nabi of Allah, all those sifat attributes that were found in the Anbiya of before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it all to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study him, read about him, you fall in love with him. Iman bil Rasul, to believe in Nabi of Allah, is the final messenger, his mission was complete, he was successful. So I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love him. How do I display the muhabbat and love? Not just any type of love. La tarfu'u aswatukum. Don't raise your voice. Don't speak to him like how you speak to one another. We go to Darawda, to go to Madinatul Munawwara. How to conduct ourselves. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to what stage also we take him, not in line, and the same level of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is wara al-wara. Allah is above everything. Nabi of Allah has his status also. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third haqq in the right of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, azamatul Rasul. Respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did anyone say anything about my Nabi? I'll become a human shield for him, like Sahaba Ikram. Ummu Amara radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the battle of Uhud, she and her young son Habib bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, Nabi of Allah is being attacked. The laws of hijab parda haven't been revealed as yet. She tells us, let us go and protect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the right, from the left. They become human shields. Till her hand is cut, almost hanging. Nabi of Allah sees Ummu Amara, look at her, what bravery! Prepared to take all the arrows. When she was buried, more than 50 arrow wounds on her body. And with her little son, Ummu Amara, what is your dua? What do you wish, O Nabi of Allah? Ask Allah to grant me your neighborhood. They be my neighbor in Jannat. Nothing of dunya. Muhabbat, azmat, respect. They love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu, ita'atu Rasul. How to obey him? To learn how he ate, how he sat. Fortunately, the ummah is moving away, whether it comes to our bathrooms, whether it comes to our eating. To sit against something and to recline is against the sunnah. This is the way of the proud kings of before. To sit and have a ghusl, a shari'i ghusl. There's no concept of shower in Islam to stand. Nabi of Allah will sit down. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu will cover himself with his lungi, lower garment. So much of sharam and aya. Today the bathrooms and the ghusl khanas have become now clear glass. Further away from the sunnah. More to the western way. We have to go back to Madinah al-Munawwara. We have to learn his sunnah to bring into our lives. Ita'atul Rasul. Then dhikr Rasul. The remembrance of Rasulullah. Durud Sharif. Durud Sharif. A person recites as-salawat al-habib. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take what time? Even 10 in the morning and 10 in the evening. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, only 10 times you send durud upon me. Is that for my benefit, for your benefit? And I guarantee you on the day of Qiyamah, I will hold your hand. I will hold your hand, I will be your contact, and I will take you to Jannat. Only 10 times.
Your throat will not become dry. You will not need have a liter of water also. Simple. The fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was his concern? My iman, my children's iman. 15-20 years ago, ulama were saying, we were telling the ummah, come upon a'mal. Now we're saying to the ummah, protect your iman. Protect your iman. All the different ideologies out there, different alphabets put together, GBT, Darwin's theory, secularism, to be liberal, feminism, protect your iman. The fikr of Nabi Ali, the fikr of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, and finally my dear brothers, ziyaratu Rasul, to visit Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. This is the only ummah that is so fortunate. With yaqeen, with conviction, 100% we know, without a shadow of doubt, that our beloved Habib alayhi salatu wasalam is resting peacefully at the Roda in Medina Munawwara. The person who will visit me after my demise is as if he visited me in my lifetime.